we will answer your call as soon as possible. Important to us. Please continue to hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible. Important to us. Please continue to hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible.
Could I wait 15 minutes?
Continue to wait until they finally close.
Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold and we will answer your call as soon as possible.
Good afternoon, man speaking to the help.
Hello, how are you doing? May I ask who's speaking again?
My name's Lauren.
How are you doing, Lauren? I'm just trying to get a case resolved that I seem to have ongoing. There was serious miscarriage of justice, and it was... can I give you the case number?
Yes,
please. How are you doing? And the case number is A201...
Sorry,
A2? A for Alpha, 201, yeah. 500... 564.
Number, sorry, have you got another number that gives
you
81 or 87 or 17?
No, this was in Wood Green. This isn't the correct number. Can I give you my name and do it through the number, because it changed for the appeal date, the case number did. So can I give it for you for the appeal, okay, please? My name.
Have you been to the magistrate's court? Yeah.
I went to this magistrate's court, and when I went to this magistrate's court, I had a case put against me for the organisation of a legal rave, so it stated illegal inside of it. I never got arrested for the organisation of a legal rave, so I think that was a serious miscarriage in justice that I weren't arrested for something that was illegal. Me and my barrister come to court at Highbury and Islington, and what we understood is that we was fighting against defending myself against the organisation of illegal raves. I copied the Facebook accounts of the people that I was being accused of being, which I still have here now, and I kept trying, and I didn't want to submit them into the Crown Prosecution Files 2011. I requested for MG6BE in regards to all criminal prosecutions of all of the people that was dealing with me, and there's a bloke called Robert Taylor who was the barrister. He falsified all of the paper. He was also under criminal investigation for another case for holding someone illegal. Now I have a court number here. Is it okay if I give this to you with a pen, and you have a pen? It's called the Clarity of Highbury Corner Court Magistrates, Commissioner of the Police and Metropolitus, 2007, 1WLR 1272, 2006, it has, in brackets, EWHC 1869. And what that says is a case can't rely solely on hearsay, and they agreed for that in civil litigation and criminal, and also for ASBOs, and this happened in Highbury Corner Court. Now when I went to court, I noticed that each police officer had done four statements in a second perspective pretending to be like writing for the victims, and there's no victim signatures at the bottom of none of the victim statements. So I kept asking for the witnesses to attend court, and no witnesses would attend to the Highbury and Islington court. Now,
Sorry, just to stop you there, I'm not legally trained, so I can only help you with some details of the case. Can I take your name and then I can look to see what's going on? Okay.
My name is Mr. Simon Paul Cordell.
Yeah.
My Christian name is Paul, and my last surname is Cordell, Cordell. Now, I've been held illegally in my house. I've got a 9-year curfew. I've got 5 years for the injunction order itself that they put on me illegally, when there's no victim signatures. Everything was hearsay in the whole file, yeah? Plus, on top of everything being hearsay, all the timestamps to the 999 calls to the CADs are wrong, yeah? Plus, inside the paperwork, it says that white males and females committed the offence, yeah? Now, I'm an IC3, so I can't fit an IC1 profile, so they knew it wasn't me. Now I've got these Facebook profiles here, and I've built a website called horrificcorruption.com, and I've put everything inside of it that's happened, made brand new PDF books for it all. I had 30 appeal dates and 20 appeal dates at Wood Green Crown Court, and Wood Green Crown Court failed me and my human rights as well as this court. There was no witnesses in the court, and you're illegally holding me in my house. Now if I got arrested for the organisation of illegal raids, I could get 6 months maximum sentence, and do three inside prison, yeah, and three outside. Now, somehow, I've got a standalone ASBO, not even a CBO ASBO, so it's not supposed to be a criminal prosecution, under the Organisation of Illegal Raves, and somehow I've got 5 years plus the 2 years for the injunction order, which makes 7 years curfew, plus on top of the 7 year curfew, I rid a year for another case that I just won prior to that as well from the same court as here. So in total, I'm riding an 8 year curfew. Now it says Lady Howe and Prince Philip, who were doing the Supreme Crown Court, in their film, it says that they can't even detain a detain somebody that's going to blow up this country for that long inside of a house, let alone somebody that's dealing with a civil dispute over music. Yeah. Now I'm very upset that I'm being held illegally in my house right now, and that this court's authorised for it all to happen. Yeah. I'm documenting my report down every single day and everything that's happened to me in the meantime for my impact statement and for my recovery of my damages that I'm suffering throughout. And there's been a continuation of foul play, of breaches of process and a breach of trust under the Criminal Attempts Act, yeah, that has been foul, that has been played from this court. Now I would like to call a statutory duty in the court a notice now, and I'd like you to help me issue that, if you'd be great, if you'd be kind enough to do so. And I would like to be able to call this back into the court as an EGM meeting, an emergency application. I'd like you maybe now, if you can't do anything
over the phone, I'm afraid.
Yes, but can you put me onto the court manager? Can you put me onto the court manager? And
we
this
don't,
is not, this is this
don't have, we don't, we don't, they don't have the power for that.
The clerk,
everything has to be submitted in writing to the court.
Yes, I can accept that everything has to be submitted, but if I come to the court today, yeah, or I come to the court tomorrow with my evidence that I've been set up by the judges in this court, in your courthouse, yes, and that they understood the laws from the case number that I just gave you from 2006, that no case can rely solely on hearsay evidence without first-hand witnesses. I requested the witnesses. I shouldn't be riding a 9 year curfew. Yeah, if they didn't have enough of criminal conviction in the beginning and to arrest me, yeah, they shouldn't have gave me 9 years otherwise. Now, on top of the 9 years that I'm riding, yeah, that I'm supposed to be riding, I understand that a standalone ASBO is not supposed to be a form of punishment, but I understand that I've got a 10 o'clock curfew, and a curfew is people get that for release from prison, yeah, early release from prison. It's a form of punishment. So how have they involved a curfew inside a standalone ASBO if they didn't have enough of criminal conviction and to follow after with a CBO ASBO? Yeah, I'm very upset with that. I'm being held in my house every day, and I've got lots of other government members now. I've had another possession order put on me since. Then after that possession order, I've had an injunction order put on me. Then another injunction order. Then another injunction order. And I've had all my neighbours attack me in my house continuously, because to cover up the missing signatures, I was phoning up all the 999 call centres saying to them that you're missing your signatures and you're missing all this stuff. Then I was recording all the conversations, the minutes to the meetings, because you're a servant for the Queen her now, and you're being paid a wage, so this is classed as a meeting, and I'm allowed to take the recordings of these meetings in digital format. I can give you the case number, so I'm recording all these conversations and I transcribe them up afterwards. Yeah, now I made over 100 phone calls to the court, to the police station, explaining to them about their missing signatures and about and requesting all the prosecution 2011 files. I requested everything correctly, and they started to spread that I had a disease in the public to scare me out of the country, and I never had nothing wrong with me. I've got all my medical notes and everything there to prove this, to cover up this case now that I'm talking to you about. They use my partner, and me and my partner have never argued. She's not my partner no longer, but we never ever argued throughout all of this happening. So we've still got I've got emails of me and her talking to 2016 that we never argued, yeah, and texts is in my phone that I've put into my report, yeah, and that me and her have never had a dispute. Then Sally Gilchrist, the head of the Metropolitan Police legal executive, who was dealing with all of my cases and all the paperwork, she come to all the court cases, she started spreading all this stuff about my personal data, and they've tried to attempt to murder me. Yeah, it's more than hate crime. Yeah, there's a breach of my personal data in the beginning, and it was an attempt to cover up what's going on in this case. This court has turned its phones off for how long? Can we call this back into the court, please?
Sorry, I can try and put you through, but there's no guarantee that someone's going to answer the phone.
How long is these call numbers? I accept that. How long
have they? We are very busy at the moment.
It's an emergency meeting.
We've only taken over the calls for Highbury within the last 6 months.
Yeah, because Highbury's.
So we deal with all. We deal with all the calls for every magistrate court in London. So we've taken over their calls. We're an outsourced call centre. We're not based in Highbury Magistrates Court. We're not based in any magistrates court.
Because they turned their phone lines off because I was phoning them about all of this and recording it in the beginning. I accept that. Okay, I accept that. I can understand what you're saying. Thank you for explaining that to me.
What I'm advising you to do is if you want to make any application, you have to make any application to the court has to be made in writing. It has to go before the legal advisers. It's not down to the court manager whether they can accept a hearing. It has to go before someone that is legally trained in the court.
I accept that. This is how you have got the contract that you have got now, because I was recording the conversations and over what I'm just explaining to you and what they've done to me and my partner to cover all of this up. And that's why now they turned the phones off to the courtroom. And now today I phoned for the first time in ages to check, because I've been dealing with these other possession orders and injunction orders that I've had overturned. And I noticed it was back on. So I'm thinking I'm going through to the court. And that's why I've been a bit more. So if I've been more than what I was when your job's worth, I apologise to you for that.
So what I'll do is, if you just hold the line for me, I'll see if I can put you through. Okay. If I can't put you through, I'll come back to you. And as I said, I physically can't do anything. You need to send something in writing to the court. Okay. If you want to go down to the court, you can do, but you have to go down when the public counter's open. But there's no guarantee that I can put you through to someone, because they are very busy.
I appreciate it.
If you just hold the line for me, you'll hear some music, and I'll just see what's going on, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Sneaky, aren't they? Whoever thought of that was smart.
Hello, Harvey Corner, can I help you?
Hello, can I just go through a case with you, sir? May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Miss Mills.
We're
in the customer service.
How you doing, Miss Mills? My name's Mr. Simon Cordell. And I have an issue with the Court of Miscarriage of Justice that's illegally detaining me in my house at present. And it's an emergency matter that I would like to be able to call back before the court. A load of police officers fraudulently built an application in Higherby and Islington Court, out of it, and presented it in Higherby and Islington Court. There was no witnesses that attended the court, and I've gone over the paperwork. It basically says, the organisation of illegal raves. I never got arrested for anything that was illegal. The maximum sentence, if you did get arrested, would be 6 months, do 3 months inside. Somehow they put a standalone ASBO against me, which is for non-criminal offences. I went to court to defend myself against the claim, which was the organisation of illegal raves. They couldn't prove illegality in the court, but somehow I've ended up with 5-year curfew and a 2-year for the injunction order, which is 7 years, plus I've ridden a year for another case I won, which is 8 years of my life I am on curfew
now. Have you emailed the court related to
it? I've spoken to the court on numerous occasions in regards to it, but at the time the court was
What was your advice?
My advice was, at the time,
what was the advice given to you?
At the time was to go through the appeal stages. So I took it to Wood Green Crown Court, and I went through the appeal stages, and we had 20 different dates in the Crown Court. I still never, at the end of it all, managed to actually have a trial in regards to my claims. They just kept trying to say, oh, I'm going crazy, and I kept winning by the doctors and proving there was nothing wrong with me. What each police officer actually done is they pretended that, say there was two parties on two roads half a mile away from each other. The police knew that one party was going on for 6 months prior. Now, that's one that had been going on 6 months prior is opposite a train station. Now, another party got closed down in Essex, and because I wasn't involved in none of this, I was in my house, yeah, and that's the truth. Because the other party got closed down in Essex, a police officer called Adrian Combs landed in the field and spoke to the people and served them an abatement notice, which I have a copy of here now, which he says he served Chris Lurcher Lewis, yeah, and he owns Hippie Fest Party, which I'm being accused for. Now, straight after that, this police officer sent the Metropolitan Police Chris Lurcher's profile, and they took his profile out of it because he's white and put mine in it, and then they scribbled all over it, I'm a black boy on the block, all in the application. Now, I noticed, yeah, that all the CAD calls, the timestamps go backwards and forwards for it. So I noticed that they're all for Progress Way. So because they're for which is the other party where the boy moved to. So now what the police done is they took all the Crown Road parties and put them into the folder and redacted most of the Crown Road name out of it and pretended that they were Progress Way. So they made up the 999 calls for this other building and used another party that was going on that day. But they forgot to take out the X to Y locations, and on some of the pages they forgot to take out Crown Road. Now when asked under O, if they're sure that every party in that folder is actually Progress Way, they swear under oath in your court, in that courthouse. Now, I've got the transcripts here that prove that, but now I've done my homework, you can see they're all really Crown Road, and there really was no calls to Progress Way, which they've set me up. Now, they've each done 4 statements each, and at the bottom of their statements, therefore the members of the public that are supposed to be kept up overnight, that's what this is all about, none of them have put their signature at the bottom of them. So there's each 4 police...
Hello, Mr. Corder. I know you're explaining to me, and I'm only working in the customer service department. Right, what you're telling me, what is it you exactly want that I can transfer you? I've got quite a few calls coming through.
I need to be able to get back. I'm illegally being detained in my house right now. I'm supposed to ride another 2.5 years illegally being detained in my house. I'd like to call an emergency application back into the court, a statutory declaration of notice.
Right, you need to email us with that. Have you got
an
email address?
I've got an email for the call.
Yeah, have you got London North MC@justice.gov.uk?
London North.
We changed up our email address now.
Yeah, because I know all the phone numbers, because I was making lots of recordings.
Yes, there's a lot of it's changed up now. So what I'll give you is the new... email address.
I've got that already. I just got it on Google just now.
LondonNorthMC@justice.gov.uk.
Okay, I've got that already. Yeah. But can I not have
Hold on. What I'm trying to explain to you, because we don't do things over the phone now.
Yeah, I took that.
It's all changed up. So what you just told me, so you could just put it in an email.
Can I not come into the courthouse itself?
No, it's not like that. Everything's all changed up now.
I've got an official report here, which is thousands of pages, and I can't send that to yourself.
But you need to do... Before you come up, we cannot deal with anything, because everything is done by appointments. So this is what I'm trying to explain to you.
Yeah, I'm listening to you.
If you just email, and everything what you just said to me...
Yeah.
Okay. Put a contact telephone number.
Okay.
And if we do not contact you by telephone... We will respond to your email address, okay? But you just have to bear with us, right? Because we are a bit short of staff. It's coming up to the summer holidays. I know that shouldn't be a problem. You know, it shouldn't be a problem for.
I'm illegally getting detained in my house, and I can't go out because of the police officers that set me up for this. Yeah, I phoned them up, and I've been making phone. May I say something, madam? I know you've listened to a lot, madam, and I appreciate your time so far, and I know you're an important lady and need to help a lot of other people. But in all truth, I was speaking to the courts making recordings, and they turned off their whole phones to the whole court just to avoid this case. Yeah, now they've just been turned back on. That's why the phones got turned off. I've got hundreds of recordings explaining this and going through all the. I've got formal complaints in regards to it.
I do understand.
And they've avoided all the. They say that I'm a white. In the paperwork, it says that I'm a. White people, white females and males committed the crime. I'm an ISC black free.
Hold on. Hello, Mr. Corder. I know you're frustrated and you want to get your point across, but unfortunately. What you're requesting, I don't deal with it. We're customer service.
Can I speak to the clerk manager?
But that's what I'm saying. They're all in court now. It's 3:30.
It's an emergency matter. It's a tier one level offence.
We don't.
There's corruption within your fault. There's corruption within there, and it's an emergency application. If I'm telling you that I'm illegally being detained, and I can prove that right now.
Are you going to listen to me?
Yeah.
Get you sorted and help your situation. I do not want to give you false information and saying, yes, we do. And when you come here or send anything, it's not going to be dealt with. They need to look through your paperwork, discuss it, and take it from there. They might have to have an appointment, and it's down to them whether or not if you have an appointment or they class this as emergency. You need to do everything by email. Everything has changed from the last time you've come here or attended court. This is the procedures, and that's why I'm not...
How long does it take for the... What is the response time from an email served to the court? What is the mandatory time?
It's normally between 7 days, but as I said to you earlier on...
There's a pullback.
People are rota on emails. It's coming up to this time of the year now. People are taking their annual leave, okay? So it's a little bit short of staff, so it might be a little bit longer. But if you send that email to us and put at the top bit where it says subject, put it as emergency stroke urgent, and send it to the court. And I'm giving you all the information that is liable to you. Okay? Just put everything in your email. Okay? And then we take it from there.
Okay. Well, thank you for your time today, and thank you for your patience.
No problem. You take care and enjoy your evening, okay?
I'm being illegally held in my house. Bye.